All right, so we were talking about motivation yesterday. I want to continue on that because it's so important that you redefine what motivation is. Because if that's the only thing that's going to keep you on track, then again, it's going to come and go. So, you know, when we talk about motivation control, we're really talking about moving beyond motivation. Now, what I want you to understand is let's think of some areas in your life where you already have this sort of motivation that I'm talking about. Now, a lot of times people have it in two specific areas, at least. One is your job, right? Now, what I want you to understand is that sometimes you wake up in the morning, you don't want to go, right? You don't feel like getting out of bed, maybe. You'd like to just do something else. So there's no motivation to go to work, and yet you still do it. Now, why is that? Why is it? It's different for each person, but what are some of the things that I found? It's someone's thinking about the check they're going to get, and they need that, right? And they focus on that so that even though they don't want to go, even though the motivation's not there to go right in the moment, they still go because they're committed to it, because they decided that it's not even a choice. Okay, what's another area? We talk about most people, if they have a child, right? Even if that child is really irritating, frustrating, costing them a lot of money, whatever other, you know, negative sides of having a kid are, the costly sides of it, if you look at the actual motivation, it's different, right? So it's not based on just if you're in the mood. There's a deeper commitment to it, right? A deeper motivation, right? So there really, in essence, is two motivations. It's kind of superficial. You get excited, you know, all pumped up, hyped up. There's that type of motivation. But that's the type that comes and goes. That's not what's going to give you the ultimate results, right? What you want to do is figure out, how do I need to think about this? How do I need to look at this? How do I need to look at my eating, my exercise habits in a way that's unquestionable, regardless of how I feel? It's so important that I'm going to act in this new way. And when you do that, when you start thinking in that way, when you start understanding and putting it on that level and giving it that priority, so that it's not even a question, right? It has nothing to do with a question. It's just purely something you're going to do, regardless of how you feel. And when those times come when you don't feel well, you stay on track somewhat, but then even when you do get off track, you overeat, you eat the wrong foods, whatever, you get right back on, and it's not a question of if I'm going to do it or not. It's just a matter of how you're going to do it, right? And it doesn't even become a question. It's something you're absolutely going to do, right? Because you feel like you need to. So, again, think about work, right? If you're working and you need to make money, right, that's how you describe it. So think it, you'll notice the language that you use. Notice the way that you think about it. What do you focus on, right? And begin to think about how you can put weight into that area. And remember, the way to do it is to expand it. It's not just weight, right? It's much more than that. It's much more than that. It's your emotional state, the relationships you have, your health, your quality of life, the happiness you can experience, and it's so much more. So when you put it on that level and you start to think of it that way, you move beyond that superficial motivation to a much deeper, powerful motivation. So have a great day and think about this. Begin to think about this so that when you anticipate and expect that there are going to be times when you feel negative, what would you need to believe and think about eating well and exercising more that would allow you to change permanently, right? And model some areas in your life where you already have that. Maybe you're married, maybe you're in a relationship, and regardless of daily ups and downs, you're committed to it, right? And think about how you think about something you're absolutely committed to, and imagine what it would be like to think that way about weight loss in your body. So again, have a great day, and remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels.